It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 23rd, 2015. We were visited by an awful noise resembling loud but distant thunder, followed in a few minutes by the complete saturation of the atmosphere with sulfurous vapor, causing total darkness. The screams of the affrighted inhabitants running to and fro, not knowing where to go or what to do, the cries of the fowls and beasts, the cracking of trees falling, all formed a scene truly horrible. Those were the words of Eliza Bryan, a resident of New Madrid, a small settlement on the Mississippi River in the Missouri Territory early in 1812, when the area was struck by the third of four intense earthquakes that forced the great river to flow backward for a time, and must have convinced those who witnessed them to believe that Judgment Day was upon them. The quakes had begun a few weeks earlier on December 16, 1811, when two seismic events occurred 5 hours apart. John Bradbury was on the river that night and recorded these impressions. "After supper, we went to sleep as usual, but about 10 o'clock I was awakened by the most tremendous noise. I could distinctly see the river as if agitated by a storm, and although the noise was inconceivably loud and terrific, I could distinctly hear the crash of falling trees and the screaming of the wild fowl on the river. By the time we could get to our fire, which was in the stern of the boat, the shock had ceased, but immediately the perpendicular banks both above and below us began to fall into the river in such vast masses as to nearly sink us by the swell they occasioned. As daylight approached, we had counted 27 shocks." More intense and damaging quakes occurred on January 23rd and February 7th. Altogether, these four great upheavals were and remain the most powerful earthquakes to hit the eastern United States in recorded history. There are estimates that the earthquakes were felt strongly over roughly 50,000 square miles, and moderately across nearly another million square miles, including places as far away as Quebec. The 1906 San Francisco earthquake, by comparison, was felt moderately over roughly 6,200 square miles. The quake of January 23, 1812, struck shortly after 9 o'clock in the morning with its epicenter in the Missouri Boot Heel, near the borders of far western Kentucky and Tennessee. The ground warped and split, and there were severe landslides. Stream banks caved in, and uplifts in the riverbed caused waterfalls to form where there had been none moments before. 2 weeks later, on February 7th, in the middle of the night, yet another earthquake occurred, destroying the village of New Madrid and damaging numerous buildings in St. Louis. Again, the river surged backward, and the mounting tide of waves rolling upstream caused the formation of Real Foot Lake in what is now Lake County, Tennessee. Today, the town of New Madrid, Missouri, survives, its 3,000 inhabitants aware of their geologic history, and predictions that there is a 7 to 10% chance of another big one happening within the next 50 years. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 23rd, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.